host, Beth Cunningham, and this is episode number one. This podcast is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
By looking backwards through time to see how Earth and humans have responded to changes in the climate, we can better prepare ourselves for what is ahead. We are becoming more and more worried about changes to the climate system, in which a significant portion of Earth could change. While declining sea ice is one visible indication of the changes, people all over the world are experiencing volatile weather patterns associated with a warmer planet. In my last post about Arctic sea ice loss, I estimated that roughly half the loss can be explained by man-made Colorado II, consistent with recent analyses of the CMIP5 climate models. Atmospheric CO2 concentrations are adjusting to human CO2 emissions over long timescales, ranging from decades to millennia. 1.2. The IPCC estimates that 15-40% of CO2 emitted before 2100 will remain in the atmosphere for more than 1,000 years. 1. The persistence of warming is longer than the atmospheric lifetime of Colorado II and other GHGs, due in large part to the thermal inertia of the oceans. 3. Climate change resulting from human CO2 emissions, and any associated risks to the environment, human health, and society, is therefore essentially irreversible on human timescales. 4. The world is therefore committed to some degree of irreversible warming and associated climate change resulting from emissions to date as essentially irreversible on human timescales. 4. The global oceans are largely unabated by the oceans. 4. The climate change resulting from human emissions, and any associated risks to the environment, human health, and any associated risks to the environment, human health, and associated climate change, is therefore essentially irreversible on human timescales. 4. The world is committed to some degree of irreversible warming and associated climate change, and associated climate change, is thus essentially irreversible on human timescales. 4. The world is committed to some degree of irreversible warming and associated atmospheric CO2 concentrations adjust to human emissions of CO2 over long timescales, spanning from decades to millennia. 1. To the IPCC estimated that 15%-40% of CO2 emitted until 2100 will remain in the atmosphere longer than 1,000 years. 1. The persistence of warming is longer than the atmospheric lifetime of Colorado II and other GHGs, owing in large part to the thermal inertia of the ocean. 3. Climate change resulting from anthropogenic CO2 emissions, and any associated risks to the environment, human health and society, are thus essentially irreversible on human timescales. 4. The world is committed to some degree of irreversible warming and associated climate change resulting from emissions to date. 6. Although there are a number of causes for climate change, particularly caused by humans, the most prominent, obviously human-caused climate change causes include that of global warming, which occurs as a result of increased emissions of greenhouse gases from sources like the burning of fossil fuels, farming, and other areas of activity. Deforestation is another massive major contributor to climate change, by reverse engineering carbon sequestration effects and releasing greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. Deforestation is also responsible for approximately 18% of all greenhouse gas emissions globally due to human activities, more so than transport. Climate change is a gradual change in average global weather patterns caused by a number of factors, including an increase in the average temperature of Earth, known as global warming, caused by excessive emissions of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide, among others. Americans who think that global climate change is a result of human activities are much more likely than other Americans to say each of these effects is highly probable. Among those who say climate change is caused by human activities, far more say scientists agree about the primary causes of climate change. People who say they are very concerned about the problem are much more likely to think that Earth is warming due to human activities, believe negative impacts of climate change are likely, and think proposals for dealing with climate change would be effective. About 3/4 of Americans who care deeply about climate change say the Earth is warming because of human activities, compared with 48% of those who care somewhat, and only 10% among those who do not care much or at all about this issue. Some 48% of the public says nearly all climate scientists agree that
human activities are to blame for climate change. This compares with only 19% saying nearly all scientists agree on this among those who care a little or a lot about the climate issue, and with 12% among those who do not care a lot or a little. In addition, we found in May 2011 that just 15% of Americans correctly understood that more than 80% of climate scientists believe global warming is caused by humans, Lizerowitz et al. In the past, we have occasionally presented the broader views of the vast majority of climate scientists, who say that climate change is real, a growing problem, and a problem that is getting considerably worse due to our own greenhouse gas contributions. Noting flaws in our understanding of climate is not meant to discount science, but to illustrate just how much work there is still to do. Rather than focusing on the evidence for the detrimental effects of global warming, according to Rob Jackson, Stanford's ASSA, it is better for Americans to examine how climate action could enhance areas of shared value, like job creation, health, and security. This chapter then discusses how a sociological perspective might complement these approaches, helping provide a fuller picture of the human and societal dimensions of climate change. Third, our understanding of the impossibly complex, dynamic climate is ever-changing, and it has disrupted earlier conceptions of the scientific consensus. What is unique about global warming today is both the sources of heat-trapping gases and the rates of change. Something shows that, once upon a time, global weather was changing dramatically within just 10 years. When Wallace Broecker began his scientific career over 50 years ago, nobody was worried about humans changing the climate. Richard Alley discovered something 10 years ago that made him worried the Earth's climate might change overnight, and that changed his life. Richard Muller and his daughter, the mathematician Elizabeth Muller, told us that they have looked carefully at the climate data, and they now believe strongly that man-made climate change is happening. In hindsight, we should say his daughter doubts natural variability accounts for some amount of climate change, but also believes CO2 caused by humans plays a part in what is happening to Earth. It is true his daughter finds Watt's critique to be highly simplistic and unconvincing, but that claim implies, I think, that man-made CO2 does not explain all the climate changes that we are seeing, based on data from the past, like the archaeological research by Dr. Torben Ricks about how Native Americans interacted with the Chesapeake Bay. Smithsonian anthropologist Dr. Daniel Rogers has predicted the ecosystem responses to, and social consequences, of warming. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Beth Cunningham. Adios.